Radio Reverb's Dynamo. Blues Mammoth loves the Pete Jones Show.
We have in the studio for your pleasure the Cursed Sons. We've got Scott, we got Willie, and we got Tim. Hi guys, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
All right. Are you okay?
Good. Really
what happened to the point. Sound? What happened there? You see, you blow the sound the minute you come in. It's beautiful. I love it. What's going on, Willie?
Well, we're still playing. We've been playing for a long time. 25 years, more than 25 years now.
You've been playing since, well, I mean, I'm trying to think. When was the first time we played you? So this show's been going about 17 years, right? You guys, we were probably on your third album. What was that amazing album, A Dollar Short and A Day Late or something? Was that?
That was our first album, in fact.
Was that your first album? So yeah. I used to play that quite a lot. Mm. Back when we were something, Reverb.
When the world was in black and white.
And you used to send CDs, you see. That was the beauty of it all. It says here, if the Pete Jones Show went on tour, would all the bands still be from Brighton? Well, now, there's a thought. I don't have to answer that, if that's okay. Thank you for messaging that in. That was from Andy in Canterbury. We got Kenny from, he's from Hove, actually. He does say, bit more echo on that mic, young man. Yes, I know. It was a combination of wrong levels, mics all over the place, and a little bit of room reverb. You're right. I get it. I take it and raise you one. So, Willie, what's been going on with the Cursed Sons? Because I've been telling everybody that this album that you've had beautifully pressed onto vinyl, New Signs and Old Visions, is like your ninth album. Is that really true?
It's our ninth release. It's not technically our ninth album.
He's already backtracking, isn't he?
I don't think I ever said it was a ninth album.
I smell a backtrack.
Well, I just said ninth.
Okay, so when I read ninth release, I assumed that meant albums. Fair enough. It was just basic T-shirts and things, was it?
Well, no, audio release.
Yes, so singles and...
A couple of singles, a couple of EPs,
Yeah, keeping it busy, keeping it real. What's the lineup been for the Cursed Sons? Because it hasn't always been exactly the same.
Originally, it was me and Tim and Dave Simner, who was the founder member, guitar player and banjo player. And then he got ill and Scott came and stood in for him. And Dave got better and we played as a four-piece for a bit. And then Scott said, well, if you don't need me, I don't mind leaving. So he left. And then Dave got ill again. So Scott's come back to us.
What a good
man.
And
we have welcomed him into our bosom.
Scott, you are a saint and a scholar and a trooper to boot. You are. You're also normally on the bass, the banjo, the harmonica, the drums. I mean, what the heck was he on about? He's nowhere near a mic, so we can say what we like. Oh, no, he's back in again. Hello.
Hi. Hello, Pete.
Are you okay?
Fine, thanks, yeah.
Yeah, we are having slightly sound issues with these mics, so I do apologise. But, you know, it's all good. It sounds good when you play us live. That always sounds great. Always brilliant. This album came out in August, and you've been doing a sort of semi-mini tour, haven't you?
Well, we always play in Dorset. They like us in Dorset, so we play there a lot, and we've been in London and up and down the South Coast. Anywhere we can get somewhere there and back in one day, really.
Any gigs coming up that we should know about?
We have, on Friday the 6th of December in the Wellington in Shoreham.
That's a great venue.
It's a great venue.
Yeah.
It's always rammed. It's always fun. And on Wednesday the 18th of December at What's Cooking, which is a great venue.
Oh, where's that?
In Leytonstone.
Don't know that one.
It's great. It's a great sort of Americana venue. What's Cooking, it's called. At the it's actually the Leytonstone Ex-Servicemen's Club.
Okay, bring it on, baby.
But it's the most decorated stage you've ever seen. It's worth going just to see the stage. And then on Friday the 20th of December, we're at the Jenny Lind in Hastings.
That's another good venue.
Another great venue. And on Friday the 10th of January, we're at the Brunswick in Hove. With an expanded band with some guests.
Expanded band?
An expanded band.
Not just round your waist? What's going on? How can you expand the band?
Well, we have Phil Jones playing bass and various things.
Wonderful
singing
Phil.
With us. And the lovely Diggy Jason doing all sorts of stuff as well. So
Phil and Diggy.
So it's
Diggy. Fiddle
premieres. Wow. It's
Fiddle. Yes, awesome. He played fiddle, yeah.
We love a bit of Phil. So is it, now he also engineered, produced, did all sorts of stuff on this album, didn't he?
Yes, we did it down at his facility in Shoreham.
That lovely boat.
Which was
bar. Is it a barge, technically?
I think it was an ammunition barge originally.
Beautiful. Absolutely yes. Brilliant. I love that. Terrible. So I've been in that studio. It's great.
Mm.
So he did all the work on it. Have you used him before?
No, well, we've always been friends,
yes.
But we'd never...
I wasn't
doubting.
Well,
he hadn't had a studio up and running, really, yeah. And once it was up and running, then we thought we would try it out. And it was great. It was very relaxed.
And as bands, did you guys have anything to do with Hatful of Rain, or did you ever work with them? Was it...
Scott is still...
What? I did not know that. Scott, this is great. Seriously, I love Hatful of Rain.
Yeah.
Man alive. Great stuff. Awesome. That's so cool. I did not know that. Folks, would you like to play a track live? Because it looks like you're ready.
We will.
Technicians are waving at me. I don't know what that means, but I think it basically means they're ready. What are you going to play for us?
You can play Shine a Smile.
Shine a Smile. Folks, you've got the Cursed Sons here just for you. I know. Message us 07909 547336. Take it away, guys.
Time of night when nothing seems right, I sense time howling past my ear. And at the music pause, another chair withdraws. There's less of us dancing every
shine a smile.
Oh,
shine a smile.
Oh, shine a smile.
Oh, shine a smile.
Shine a smile on me. Think of you again. Your eyes are soft as sin. I see them welling up with tears. From home, long time till dawn, and now I think I understand your fear. Oh,
oh, shine a smile.
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 Shine a smile on me. Poison of the mind, it's poison of the worst kind, making everything right seem to be so wrong. I never would have said, I wish that I was dead. But when life is so short, why's it not so long?
Oh, shine a smile.
Oh, shine a smile.
Shine a smile
on me.
Thank you.
It's that time of night when nothing seems right. I sense time howling past my ear. And at the music pause, another chair withdraws. There's the less of us dancing every year.
Oh, oh, shine a smile.
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 Shine a smile on me.
Awesome. Shine a smile. The Cursed Sons are here, my friends. Scott, Willie and Tim. Just for your delights, I know. And your sort of, you know, little earbuds tickling away. Lovely Kenny Murray listening, saying that you are sounding awesome, which is a very... Well, he says, Cursed Boys sound brilliant. Yeah.
And thank you very much.
A rather nice little emoji that goes with, but, you know, that... kind of loses a little lot on air. We've got Scott, Willie and Tim here. We're just talking about gigs coming up. So the 6th of December, that's pretty soon now, right? That's the Wellington Shoreham. How do you guys get the gigs? And is it just because you've been at it so long that you know these people? And do you, have a little plan that goes with? So, for example, what's your plan for January, February?
Well, I was actually going to be going to New Zealand, so January and February are fairly empty at the moment, but I had to change my plans, so I'm looking for gigs for January and February. We've got quite a lot later in the year.
I just let that run. I was like, where's this going, man? So you got gigs coming up.
We've got gigs coming up.
Yeah. And do you do the festival thing?
We do. We don't do Brighton Festival. We do quite a lot of other festivals.
That's not so easy to do. I know it sounds crazy to people who don't know Brighton, but it's not as easy as it sounds.
No, it's got a lot of competition.
Yeah, and that goes with the sort of Great Escape and and the sort of the Great Escape off Broadway and the whatever else they have. Yeah. It's not easy to get on those gigs.
No, and we did the Great Escape once, but it didn't particularly work for us because, you know, people can come and see us any time, so they didn't really bother coming to see us for that specially.
I guess that's probably the thing, isn't it? If it's your hometown, you know. I suppose the point is, especially with something like the Great Escape, is so many people come in to the town for those three days that you want to sort of jump a little bit on that juice, don't you, and just sort of say, you know, this is us. But you know, you're competing with so many bands. That's the problem, that it sort of spins around. If people don't know you, they don't come. And that's crazy. Whereas a festival is probably better because, you know, you're never quite necessarily playing to your crowd at a festival, are you? And, you know, people are just there. And then, you know, a band will come on every hour and you just play to whoever's fans they are. So that's probably quite a nice way for you guys.
It's a nice way. And we've got festivals we've been doing for years and years. Like
which are your faves?
Wimborne Folk Festival we've been doing for years. In Dorset, which was a big festival. And then they stopped doing it, and now they're doing it. It's a sort of small festival.
But Dorset is my favourite festival. It's,
Is it? For what reason?
Well, it was a gateway to Dorset. Though we got the gig, I can't remember the first one, something like 2007, and we just have got so many connections from just playing that one festival, and we feel like part of their family. It's a band called Pronghorn that run it, and they've been going even longer than us, I think, actually. And we love Dorset, and Dorset loves us. We're playing at the Square and Compass sometime next year, aren't we? We've definitely got a Square and Compass
April,
gig,
maybe, or something.
Yeah, and that's the best
gig in the world. I'm actually going to Dorset next week, funny enough.
All right.
Ever played Down Exeter Way?
No, we don't usually get that far.
Well, get on the train. What's that? You don't go that far. You go to Dorset. Exeter's not that far. I never heard something more ridiculous in my life. Would you like to play us something live, sir? What have you got lined up?
We're going
to
play Sea of Shame.
Are you going to play?
No, we're not.
Sea of Shame. What?
What are we playing?
We're playing Good Luck Has Found Me.
Oh, gorgeous.
Good Luck Has Found Me. So are these tracks off the new album, or what's the...
This track and the previous track is off the new album.
Yes.
And then the last song we do is one we've been doing for quite a long time.
And you sent me a beautiful vinyl of the latest album. How do other folks get one of these?
Go to our website.
Yes.
The Cursed, just look up The Cursed Sons. C-U-R-S-T Sons.
Yes. And the last album was called New Signs and Old Visions. And is that available on CD as well?
Vinyl, CD, and
download.
And down, if you're a cheapskate, download.
Yeah, cheapskate. Cheapskate! Anyway, folks, Good Luck Has Found Me. Take it away, The Cursed Sons. Take it away.
I'm still around. Tell your friends who got those things, those loaded wallets, those diamond rings, things they need, things they want, mouths to feed and all that junk, that good luck has found me, 'cause I'm still around. Good luck has found me, 'cause I'm still around. I'm still around. I've been down, I've been around, seen some things I wish I'd not, heard some things, heard some stuff, sacred chants and all that guff, but good luck has found me, 'cause I'm still around. I said good luck has found me, 'cause I'm still around. I'm still around. Crows in the road playing chicken for the meat, blood on his feathers and blood on his beak. Cars roll by, he don't care, he's still there with his bill of fare, 'cause good luck has found him, 'cause he's still around. Good luck has found him, 'cause he's still around. And I said good luck has found me, 'cause I'm still around. Good luck has found me, 'cause I'm still around. Thank you.
had to wait for the end in that time. Good Luck Has Found Me from the Cursed Sons. Of course it is. An absolute cracker. Man alive, who writes these songs?
Well, I usually like write the words, and then the others put some sort of sensible music to them.
Right, okay. So you're right. Right.
Well, I say the song goes something like this, and they say, yes, nothing goes like that.
Nothing. In its wildest dreams would go like that. Yeah. So, okay, so well, you just like hum a little, and they say, move over, man. Andy, listening still, I think, in Canterbury, he says, loving these guys. Yeah, well, you know, that's the thing. That's the way to go. He said, loving these guys, still guitar playing. Is still guitar, right? Yes, it is. It looks like a steel guitar. Is
it's
it a steel guitar?
It's made of brass, actually.
It's made of brass, actually. It's a brass guitar. It doesn't sound quite so good, does it? But you've got that finger thin going.
Yeah, I got my slide.
He's got the old slide, Sister Slide. So, what, you know, the Cursed Sons, let's face it. I mean, you have been round the block a couple of times. Are you going to go around the block again?
Yes, give us a block, we'll go around it.
I thought you might. I just genuinely thought you might. But it feels like you're loving it all.
Well, that's why we do it. I mean, these days it's not for the money.
Well, beautifully put. What would be the you know, this time in 12 months? Do you just keep thinking, let's do another album, do you?
I think we'll just keep playing. We'll see what happens, really. Keep playing along, doing, you know, live, maybe just downloads. I don't know. Things are changing so fast.
Yeah.
I mean, they keep saying, you know, vinyl's coming back.
Yeah.
CDs are coming back, and then tapes, and
I
think we might do a wax cylinder.
I was wondering why you hadn't. I've had a couple of guys come in and hand me tapes, the latest thing, and they're not the old guys, they're the young nippers, with a very cool trendy cassette, and you go, seriously, when cassettes go trendy? Got 400 of them somewhere kicking around.
Yes.
I know, it is funny, but I don't know if it's still the same, but I know the stat a couple of years ago was at least 50% of people who bought vinyl didn't have a record player, and they, because you get a free download
yes,
when you buy vinyl, so they would download it, not hear the vinyl, but look at the vinyl,
which is
halfway there.
Yes, and listen to
halfway to weird.
Well, it is halfway there to weird, but they're getting what I get is the fact that they got something tangible in their hands at least. To look at. Like, I love the artwork on your album, and I love the little booklet that you gave out with it, and, you know, it's a data, some, you know, nice lyrics on there. You know, it's something, isn't it?
It's nice something. To have something to hold in your hand. I think that's what people miss with just streaming.
I think they have to, don't they?
Mm.
You know,
I only buy vinyl. I buy vinyl. I've been only buying vinyl since probably 2007.
Right, so there
and
was
I play, and I do have so two you, record players.
So you had a good 15 years, I'm guessing, of actually going to CD from vinyl.
I didn't go big. I was big on cassettes.
Yeah.
Slightly not so big on CDs, and then revamped and then my vinyl. Well, obviously I was vinyl first, because I'm that old.
Yes.
But, yeah.
He is actually that old. We checked earlier, and it all matches up with the
date. Check my teeth.
I have a 78 collection with gramophones.
Are you kidding me now?
No, I'm not. I look for 78 records now.
It's got DJ's 78s.
Wow.
At the Welly, in fact, sometimes. Wow. You have done.
Now, there's an act I want to be a part
there's
of.
There's some good old records.
I've got some reel-to-reel, and I kid you not, I don't have the thing anymore, sadly. The player, that would be, to you and I, the thing. it's all there, isn't it? I mean, the problem with buying vinyl now, I feel, is they're just so damn expensive.
Yeah,
yes.
I mean, they never used to be that expensive. They're like 25 quid or something for a brand new album. It's like, maybe more. Mm. So, you know, and that's if you don't want to go old. And also, do you find if you were to buy an album of an old artist on vinyl now, so it's a new press, does it feel the same?
I'm not sure. I buy secondhand records.
Yeah, that's always good.
I like 45s, actually.
Okay.
That's my thing.
Okay.
Reggae 45s, especially.
I was going to say, you can have all mine, but I haven't got any reggae, really.
All right.
Not much.
No.
Yeah.
I do a bit of DJing with it.
Do you? Yeah. With 45s?
With all my vinyl. But
while he's warming up his
Yeah,
his
warming
vowels.
Up his 78s. He's winding his stuff up.
And Willie's sharpening his needles.
Yeah,
it's all going, isn't it? It's all going.
Multimedia.
I tell you, the cursed sons are fingers on someone's pulse. I'm just not sure whose.
It's, if there is a pulse.
If there's a pulse, they got their finger on it. Trying to find the pulse. That's what they're trying to do. Oh, I love it. You see, that's all. That's the fun of it all, isn't it? There's so much of it that no one knows which way to go anymore.
No.
No, it's true. Well, I have been enjoying a bit of vinyl lately, and it is lovely. Well, I played your... I've still got it on the turntable, I think, back at home. Your beautiful, beautiful vinyl. So thank you for that. Where did you get it pressed, by the way? Was it...
DMS, who used to be in London and now down in the West Country somewhere.
DMS. By the way, where's Gosport?
It's next to Portsmouth, sort of.
Oh, yeah, I'll let you off. I was going to say, isn't that further than Exeter? But maybe it's not.
No.
It sounded a bit Welsh to me. I'm just wondering why you think Exeter's so far. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is far away. I don't know. I don't know how it works. Folks, what would you like to play? You got time for one more. What have you got lined up?
We are going to play...
Careless Gardener,
that's right, yes.
Careless Gardener. Fab idea, what a marvellous idea. Do message in if you've enjoyed the session, 07909 547 336. By the way, we will put the session up on Audio Boom for you at some point in the week. We'll also put the entire show up on Mixcloud as a listen again, and you can literally listen again on Saturday between 6 and 8, unless, of course, you are already there. In which case, holla. And if you are listening on Saturday, well, it's coming up to 7:30 in the evening. Yeah, I know. You've got to get that food down here and get out, my friends. Get out. It's Saturday. Back in the real world, back in Monday, back in your box. Careless Gardener, The Cursed Sons.
1, 2, 3, 4. Do you hear the thunder rolling? Make the whole house shake. If we don't get some lightning, I know the storm won't break. One for the rook, one for the crow, one for the rot and one for the grow. Planting my love in a tidy row, but the soil turns sour. And nothing ever gonna grow. To smile so sweetly, the sun shone from your face. But now the storm clouds gather and thunder takes its place. One for the rook, one for the crow, one for the drop and one for the crow. Finding my love in a tidy row, but the sultan sound. And nothing ever gonna grow. Was a careless gardener, loved such a tender shoot. Now I see winds and hailstones blighted at the root. One for the rook, one for the crow, one for the rot and one for the grow. Planting my love in a tidy row, but the soil turned sour. And nothing ever gonna grow. And nothing ever gonna grow.
Shake it, baby, shake it. Tim trying to get all his value out of that thing. He's playing over there. Guys, thank you so, so much. You have been brilliant. You've also been the Cursed Sons. And I'm also learning an awful lot from people listening to this. But apparently Exeter is in Devon. You see, now who knew? Guys, I knew that bit, you fools. It was Gosport I wasn't sure about. Andy in Hove says that Gosport, Anna in Hove, sorry, says that Gosport is the home to Navy submarines. Now you see, now we're getting somewhere. There's info in them, listeners. Folks, thank you so much. Scott, Willie and Tim, you have been the best. You've been absolutely brilliant. I will continue to play your music. You know I will.
Thank you.
I will. And if you want to see these guys live, get yourselves to the Wellington in Shoreham. That is Friday the 6th of December at 9 o'clock. Or somewhere else near, we got the Jenny Lind in Hastings on the 20th of December, pre-Christmas. That'll be cracking. And then post-Christmas blues, get yourselves over to the Brunswick, January the 10th. That will be beautiful, honestly. It sounds like you've got some great guests lined up as well. Oh, the Kirk. Can you imagine the Kirk Sons just playing to you? I mean, that would just be something.
And not
it?
At you.
Not at you, but to you. And possibly for you, if you paid. Possibly. Thanks, guys, so much. Stick in touch. Please stick in touch.
It's Pete Jones on River Radio with Nelson King on River Radio. Listen up now to